There's a lot of money hidden within your business and within your client's business. You want to find it? Join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, I'm Dave Lorenzo. This is The Inside BS Show. Welcome and hey now. Today we're going to talk about the money hidden in your client's business, the money that's hidden in your business. Step number one to finding that hidden money is develop relationships first. You wouldn't marry someone before you started dating them, so you shouldn't jump into a business relationship with someone until you get to know them. Developing a relationship first is the greatest way to understand the person, the business, and their goals and objectives. You see, even if you're in business-to-business sales, you're still connecting and doing business with a person. And doing business with a person means you've got to do business with the whole person. Know what's important to them personally, know what they're in business to achieve on a personal level, and then find out how you can help them make their business more successful. What does this have to do with finding the hidden value in that business and finding the hidden value for you as someone who's working with them? Well, if you do five things and they're bringing you in to solve one problem in one of those five areas, and you discover that you can help them with something in area two and area three, that's hidden value that you didn't know was there when they first called you. Developing a relationship before you ever ask for anything helps you get a broad understanding for what the client's looking to accomplish. This helps you look over the landscape of your client's business in a way that's not possible if you just go in with blinders on, focusing on one thing. I'll tell you a story. I work with an employment attorney who's in a big law firm, and the law firm does pretty much everything you can imagine in the area of law. They do everything from maritime law, which is ships and cargo, all the way through to complex commercial litigation, real estate, civil litigation. They do corporate transactional work, mergers and acquisitions, banking, you name it. But this attorney that I'm working with is focused on employment law. So a client calls him with a specific problem, and he goes in, troubleshoots the problem, prescribes a solution, and then handles the execution of that solution. And he says to me, Dave, it was great. The client paid me $30,000. I resolved the problem in 3 weeks. They were thrilled. I said, what's the next thing you're gonna do with them? He said, I'm gonna wait until they have another employment problem that I can solve. And I said, this is a huge Fortune 500 multinational company. You don't know if they have any other problems. Your firm could do a transaction. I read in the Wall Street Journal they're buying XYZ company. Your firm could handle that transaction. I read in the Wall Street Journal they're being sued, plaintiff, and you could be handling that lawsuit. Do they even know that you do these things? And he sat back in his chair. He said, gee, Dave, I don't know if they know if we do these things. I never talked about it with them. My friends, developing a relationship first will help broaden your perspective when you're working with your clients, and that will help you spot opportunities to solve additional problems. The second thing you should focus on to find hidden money in your business and in your client's business is research. I mentioned that I read in the Wall Street Journal that this company that my client was working with was being sued, and this company that my client was working with was buying another company. Those are true, and I know that because I researched the clients of my clients. You should do the same thing. You should do research on your clients and who they're working with so that you can speak with them in an informed way. You can't just talk about the problem you're working on with your client. You have to be able to talk about other things that are of interest to them. Why? Because that's how you deepen your relationship, and that's where you find the hidden money in the relationship. Think about it this way. If you're working on a family law matter, you're handling the divorce for the CEO of a large company, if you went in and talked to him only about divorce all the time, he's never going to want a relationship with you after his divorce is over. In fact, he's never going to want to see you again because all you ever talk about is his ex-wife and how miserable she made him. But if you can talk about sports with him, you can talk about corporate issues with him, you can talk about the work that he's doing with him, he will find you interesting and engaging, and he will want to continue a relationship with you even after his marriage is dissolved. You have to be a person of interest. You have to be interesting to your clients. That requires you to do research in the industry that your clients work, on your clients' clients, and on the things that they're concerned about. You have to be able to have those conversations, and that requires research, and that's the second step to finding hidden money in your business and in the business of your clients. The third step in developing a relationship and finding hidden money in your clients' business and in your business is to deliver solutions. So somebody shares a problem with you. Let's say you're out having coffee with the guys that you play golf with. You finish shooting around and you're having a beer or you're having coffee with them. And one of the guys says, I got a big challenge. I need to finance some equipment and my line of credit is shot. The bank is not gonna give me a loan. I'm not sure where to go for equipment financing. You're having your beer and you know somebody who does equipment financing, but you don't think to introduce the two of them. Well, you gotta think to introduce the two of them. You have to deliver solutions. You are there, wherever you are, you're put on this earth to solve problems. That means delivering solutions. How do you deliver solutions if you're not inquiring and looking for problems? You have to be the guy on the spot. I want you to be the person on the spot, the person people call when they don't know who to call. You want an introduction to somebody, you call Dave Lorenzo. I'll introduce you to people all over the world who can solve problems in specific geographic locations, in specific industries. Why? Because I'm curious and I love to meet new people. You have to be the same way. Be someone who delivers solutions and people will bring their problems to you. Sometimes you'll solve those problems in exchange for financial compensation. That's what business development is all about. The fourth step in finding hidden money in your business and finding hidden money in your clients' business is to make connections and deliver referrals. You need to pass at least one referral every day, one referral every business day. That means you're connecting one person to another person every single day, 5 days a week, 20 referrals a month at minimum. Why are you doing this? Because that's 40 people you're connecting every month. 40 people you're connecting every month. 40 people who have the opportunity to refer you back. If you want to find hidden money, you want more referrals, there's no better hidden money than referrals. I want you to go out and I want you to connect people with one another. Deliver referrals, make connections, and business will come to you sure as the day is long. The fifth step is to make the world a more positive place. That's right, positivity and hope are magnetic. If you're the person that's upbeat, you're the person that's always hopeful, you're the person that's happy in delivering solutions, you're a pleasure to be around. That's magnetic. People will want to be near you when you're positive, when you're hopeful, when you're someone who's fantastic to be around. People will gravitate toward you. And the first step in people sending you business, people referring you, people signing on the dotted line to do business with you is they have to like you. They have to know you, they have to like you, they have to trust you. You've heard it a million times in sales, but you wanna be likable, be a positive person. Don't share your gripes with clients or referral sources. Nobody cares. Share positivity, be a source for hope, and people will wanna be around you. You know what people wanna be around too? The next video that's coming up right now. If you wanna motivate your sales team, just like I'm firing you up today, watch the video that's coming in below me right now. That's a video on how to motivate a sales team. You're gonna love it. Join me in that video right now. I'll see you there.